trying to tell you something. Can't sleep at night and wonder why? Maybe God is trying to tell you something. Crying all night, something's gone wrong. Maybe God is trying to tell you something. These are words from a song that come in at a pivotal time in the film The Color Purple. Set in the rural South in the early 20th century, the film follows the story of a young woman. She's lived a rebellious life, broken her father's heart by becoming a nightclub singer. Her father's a pastor, and he fears that acknowledging his daughter would be to endorse her lifestyle, and so he has refused to speak to her for years. But one summer evening, she is singing at a local outdoor juke joint just a few hundred yards from the country church where her father is preaching about how everyone has been a prodigal at some time or other. And when he finishes his sermon, the choir of the church begins to sing that song, "Maybe God is trying to tell you something." And as they sing, their voices carry across the fields to the open-air club where the woman has been performing, and she hears the words, and she can't help but start singing them. She's known them since childhood. Then she begins walking toward the church, drawn irresistibly, and the patrons of the club follow behind her in a single line. And as she finally opens the doors of the church, she walks down the aisle and continues to sing, "Maybe God is trying to tell you something." And her father, the pastor, stares at his grown daughter, and his face begins to soften. The words of the gospel song, the words of the gospel, begin to penetrate his heart. He removes his glasses, steps down from the platform. She races to him and embraces him. He wraps his arms around her in forgiveness, and she begins to weep. God was indeed trying to tell both of them something, that they could return to him and to one another. Maybe God is trying to tell you something. In fact, he is trying to tell you something. See, whether your life has been outwardly righteous, like that of the pastor, or obviously sinful, like his rebellious daughter, as we enter this season of Lent, God is trying to tell you something. We heard it spoken by the Lord through the prophet Joel in the reading this evening. What is he trying to tell you? Return to me. The Lord is saying, return to me. We can return to him, and in returning to him, return to one another in reconciliation. The prophet tells us, page 713 of the church Bibles, when to return, how to return, and why to return. When to return? Return right now. It's not too late. You needn't wait any longer. Return now. We read in verse 12, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me." The prophet speaks to people who've wandered away from their God, from the priest to the common person, from the adult to the child, rich to the poor. They've all forgotten God, and they're facing desolation, drought, and destruction. The great and terrible judgment of the holy and righteous Lord is coming upon them. And yet, just when they are tempted to think it's too late, he says to them, "Even now, return to me." Who here has not lived a life deeply marred by sin? Or have we become so callous to God's infinite holiness? Have we dulled our senses so much that we don't realize how holy he is and that we are the worthy recipients of discipline and judgment? Don't you see the ways your idolatry and selfishness have militated against God's will for your life, removing you far from him and doing damage to those around you? I know I can see it in myself. Even on my best days, I'm nowhere near the person that I ought to be. I leave so much undone. But the Lord calls us to return. And to return, we have to acknowledge the ways and the extent to which we have strayed. Lent is a season to meditate on these things, to come face to face with our sinfulness as we turn our focus to the holiness of God. This is a grace, even if it feels like death. Lent is a time of returning to the Lord. The time to return has come. It is now. Here's how you return, the prophet says. Return with all of your heart. Return with all of your heart. God says, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. We return to God by reordering our lives and our loves toward him. This means, however, that we must first sever our loves wherever they've been attached to the wrong things or in the wrong ways. It's painful. It feels something like death. And in fact, we can't even find out where our loves have gone wrong and been wrongfully attached if we don't sever ties in a season of critical reflection. Returning or repenting always involves some movement of loss or sadness. And Lent is just this season, a season of detachment, a season of fasting, of penitence. In Lent, we don't give our loves the benefit of the doubt. We deprive ourselves of good things, even some things that may seem essential, asking God to reveal and reorient our loves. In Lent, we follow Jesus' command to deny ourselves and take up our cross, following him to death. Lent is a painful time of self-discovery. When you are alone today or this evening without that comfort food or comfort drink or comfort habit, you have to come face to face with yourself. How little love for God you really have and for others, and it hurts and it's sad, but it's necessary. Don't be surprised if Lent is difficult at times. It's supposed to be difficult, not because you're earning God's favor, you're not, but because you're allowing him to do some deep work of transformation. Return with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Here's why you should return. Return because the Lord is gracious and merciful. Return so that God might bring you to life in new ways. Return because the Lord is gracious. The repentance God demands of us is radical. Jesus calls it self-denial, death to self. In Joel, we're called to embrace fasting and weeping and mourning. If this is as far as it went, who could possibly hear it as good news? It would be a life of sadness. But the reason we can, should, and do put ourselves to death, deny ourselves, is because of a promise. The thing that drives us to embrace Lent is that the Lord who calls us to return is, the prophet says, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. We embrace Jesus' call to take up our cross because we've seen him go before us. We see that God raises him to new life. We put ourselves into a place of sadness during Lent because we believe that God intends to raise us into a new life of joy and blessing. We detach ourselves from some of our most precious loves because we believe that God is infinitely more lovely than any of our creaturely pleasures. As you embrace your Lenten fasting, whatever that may look like, it will at times feel like death. But the only thing that can sustain you is a firm belief and trust that God is gracious and merciful, that through Lent he will bring you to Easter, to a renewed life lived in the power of his resurrection. The Lord calls us to this, and we can do so knowing that his ultimate word is life and grace. In verse 14, the prophet asks, "Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him?" It's an open-ended question. Who knows? We can hope so. It's possible. But the question is not open-ended for us who fix our eyes on the risen Jesus. We know that he not only might turn to us, but that he will and that he has turned to us in blessing. Return because the Lord is gracious and merciful. So come forward today and joyfully take upon yourself the mark of the cross, a sign of your sin, but also of God's grace. This Lent, embrace your fasting and your spiritual disciplines. Though they may be a sadness, they are a bright sadness because they are the path to Easter. Please pray with me. Father, we thank you for this season, that your church over time has been led to set aside as a time of penitence, fasting, mourning. Lord, teach us to hate our sins. Teach us to deny ourselves, not as some form of punishment, so that we might be free to embrace what is truly good. That we might be free for you. Raise us up to new life, even as we walk through this season of Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.